I don't think that we actually have a quorum anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, that's my feeling, okay? If we can't vote on it today, that's where I'm at, okay? I really feel we need to focus on the germane issues to get this done right now.
I'd suggest we participate in
point of information, Chair.
I thought we had quorum.
Point of information, Chair. I thought we did have quorum.
Yeah, I thought we did, too.
We had it before, but we don't have it now. We have...
George, we can vote even without a quorum.
Four, right. Three of whom are LaVon and Arlene.
Point of information, Chair.
And Otis. So we
point
can,
of information,
we can,
Chair.
We can have a quorum call if you want, but that's what it says. Yes, go ahead.
My understanding is that once we have quorum, if we don't have quorum after that, we can still take care of business.
That's right. Up until six with this group. Okay? As long as we got half of what quorum needs, which is what? What did you say, 12? As long as we got six people on the phone, we can conduct business. We establish quorum, and as long as we have half the quorum, half the voting members there that establish the quorum, we can vote.
And that was Rico. That's Rico talking, right?
That's Sean talking.
I can't say that I know.
Isn't Rico there?
Yeah, I am here.
Okay. Couldn't find you, Paul.
Sean just made my point
It's in our bylaws, guys. I mean, I'll go to Pacific. It's in our bylaws. Once we establish quorum, we're good as long as we have half of the number that establish quorum.
We still have quorum.
That would mean my motion would be on the floor, correct?
Now, so if there's a motion on the floor, I would like to second it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. The motion's on the floor.
May we call the question?
Well, but,
you can't put it on and call the question at the same time.
Gotcha.
I'd like to the motion.
Point of information, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Very quickly, is LaVarne and Arlene on the call, or are they gone also?
No, we're here.
I think they're here.
Here.
Would you get me the section of the bylaws that authorize what we're doing so I'll
know this right? Right now, George. I'm doing it right now.
All right, George, can I finish my statement, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that, I heard complaints about this election and that it was going to be run badly. After the fact, it seems that this election is not being run well at all, and there are going to be repercussions. I'm having serious concerns now about what's happening at K, and again, I can't speak for what's happening at other stations, but what's happening at K is very concerning, and I just feel that we have to do something, and I don't know what we can do because I know that position has to be autonomous, and you know, but at the same time, we can't, as board members, responsibly sit by and watch what's happen, and then after the fact, when the repercussions happen, you say that, you know, we didn't do anything because our hands were tied.
Mr. Chair, I have that section for you.
Yes, what section is that?
That is Article 6, Section 5, Quorum and Approval. I'm happy to read it to the group. It's very short.
Please, you don't need to. I can bring it up myself.
All right.
Let's see. Who's on the stack next?
I believe that I am somewhere in there, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
I believe I am in the
Chair. Yeah, I think you are. I think you're after summer. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken would like to?
Bill.
Bill, you've spoken. Anybody else?
Well, this is on another motion, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
Another motion, so.
Okay, so this is... Okay, so this is another motion. Okay. Bill, who else wants to speak to this?
Point of information.
Sean.
There is a motion on the floor, right? It was ready for that motion. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
I don't want to speak to that motion.
Is that, Alberto, you do or do not want to?
Yeah. No. I don't want to. To the motion that's currently, I wanted to talk about the other item, but that's okay. I've got a point of information after the motion.
Yeah, okay. And Mr. Chair, I want to speak to the motion, but I also want to put a fact out here that may concern all of us, particularly us at KPFK, and I don't know if I can do that talking about this other motion.
We can
rescind the motion, put it aside, table it.
I want to speak to the motion, and I believe we should move the issue to the election committee and deal with it after the election. It's a waste of our time, our resources, our energies. And
wait a minute. The motion in front of us is not to move it to the election committee. The motion in front of us is to not talk about electronic elections.
That's even better.
Mr. Chair, I'll read the motion as I understand it, if you'd like for me to.
Thank you.
Yes. And then can I speak to it, Mr. Chair?
Reese moved that we not consider electronic voting until the 2012 election.
Well, may I read? It's not that we wait until the 2012 election, that I don't want to spend time on it during this election cycle, that it be considered after this election cycle is over in preparation to the 2012 election, okay? Because obviously it takes a little more time than a week to roll. So that just to clarify, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Bill.
Point of information.
Mr. Chair, I didn't get to speak to the motion.
I thought Bill was ahead of you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yeah, what is it, Alberto?
You were going to read the little section on the quorum, please, and before Bill speaks.
If after a quorum has been established at a meeting of the directors, some directors leave the meeting and there's no longer a quorum present, those directors remaining may continue to take action so long as a resolution receives at least that number of affirmative votes as would constitute a majority of a quorum, e.g., if a quorum is 12 directors and a majority of a quorum is 7 directors, then so long as 7 directors remain present and vote in the affirmative, the resolution shall be adopted. So it needs 7 positive votes to pass anything now.
Thank you.
Those numbers are actually exactly what we have.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Bill.
Can I go on back? This is Alex.
How many
Alex,
people do we have on the call?
Well, I told you what I thought.
How many members?
I think we have 10.
10. 10 members?
No, now I think we have 11.
There are 14 people on the call total.
Okay.
Rico, to the back.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Is it Rico's time to talk?
No, I'm sorry. No. You just finished, Rico. It's Bill's turn to talk.
Okay, thank you. There's a lot of things we haven't really talked about, and the whole point of this, the main point was to save money. And we're talking about thousands of dollars. That was the original reason that Rennie was interested in this. We haven't talked about that. We also haven't talked about what it would take to implement it. I think we're making a lot of assumptions here. I know she said that Otis would probably be the one who would be implementing a lot of the software, and he's told me he didn't think it would be that involved. But I kind of agree with Sean. I think we should refer this to the elections committee. We can discuss it and also get feedback answers from Renee there. So I move to refer it to the elections committee.
Is
there a second for that?
This is Otis. I need to correct something. What I said was it wouldn't be hard to integrate existing software.
Who's speaking?
That was Otis. Because my name
was
mentioned about a quote, and I wanted to be very clear on what I meant when I talked to Bill. What I meant was that we could integrate existing software. If it's a question of putting up links, that doesn't mean we could write new software and have it work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
And someone wants to be on the stack.
There's been a motion to refer to committee. Anyone want to speak to that? Let me just check. I think that's debatable, but I'm not sure.
I'd like to speak to it.
Okay, so Rico, go ahead. You can speak to it. Or
yeah.
Somebody, did you want to speak to that?
Yes, please. Yes.
As someone said earlier, am I speaking, Madam Chair?
Yes.
As someone said earlier, the country's not even happy with electronic voting. And to implement this thing at this short amount of time is completely irresponsible for us to even try something like this. My main problem with voting in, as far as the country's concerned, was that no one had access to it. We would have access to this, but still, I just think with the amount of time that we have to try and implement something like this, we really don't have the time for it, and so I would vote to send it to committee.
Alex, Sean, you're next.
Okay, yeah.
Then Alex.
Any
okay,
Summer
I
on the list?
I'm sorry, Summer. Summer, you were next. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Summer, go ahead.
You know, I have no problem sending it to committee, but my point is it should be sent to committee for review after this elections process. I fully concur with Rico. I mean, this is highly irresponsible. And the other problem is, you know, quite frankly, when things are being run very badly and you already are in an organization where people hunker down into, you know, various groups or whatever, I mean, this is like an incendiary issue, and I frankly don't trust it even remotely at all, okay, because you have to show that you can do just a regular thing correctly, and I wouldn't trust it anyway, even if everything were going perfectly. I don't trust electronic voting. Flat out and simple. But even if I did, there's just no way to roll this out and implement it. It's only cheaper if it goes well. It's not cheaper if it's a disaster, we have to do the election over,
well,
and we get sued. That's not cheaper. That's hugely expensive and could sink the foundation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard to the stack.
Yeah, I just want to say, once again, Summer beat me to the punch. You can talk about saving money, but the number of lawsuits that could grow out of this, and believe me, this has the potential to grow. This was the hottest issue in 2002 and 2003, and it will be the hottest issue of our election if we try to implement anything close to this right now. So I'm in support of moving this into the election committee, and the election committee deals with it after the election. We should not waste our valuable time on this right now. It was proposed for 2012. Let's leave it there.
I'm sorry, Richard. What were you saying, Richard? Was it a point of information or what?
No, that's Alberto over there. Whispering.
Wanted to get on the stack.
Okay.
Whatever his name is.
Alex, you're next.
Okay. I think this should be referred to. to the election committee, but I kind of agree that this is not this should not be on the agenda for this election year. I'm not as skeptical about electronic voting as some of my colleagues are, but I think we're nowhere near implementing anything like that this election year. And as somebody else said, we have enough trouble just getting a new phone system at WBAI. I just can't imagine doing anything like this in such a short period of time. Also, as far as testing, a real test would have to involve hundreds if not thousands of participants. You can't have any kind of meaningful test by a couple of dozen people on a national board. And
of course,
that's just ludicrous.
Of course.
So
I don't know that the test was specified, actually.
Okay. George.
I would hope this issue is just...
Alex, finish what you're saying. I'm sorry, that was really not appropriate. Alex, go ahead.
Okay. I would just hope that we drop this discussion at this point.
You dropped out, Alex.
Yeah, Alex, we lost you, buddy.
We lost you, Alex.
Okay, Richard, okay. And then Alberto.
Okay, I concur with a couple of different folks that have come by here. The the most recent one is Alex. I think that that maybe we are rushing this, and it definitely needs to go to the election committee before it goes anywhere else. But I'm like Rico and I think from what I heard Rico just say, I've been trying to hold my fire on this thing, and I've watched a lot of questionable stuff go by, but I'm really starting to get concerned, you know, and I'm losing confidence in this whole thing.
It's my Alberto.
It's my turn.
I know, Alberto. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And I will take my 2.5 minutes and maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
This is very important, and I understand the comments. I haven't weighed in on this issue because I have my own Mexican thoughts on the whole operation. However, there's a very big issue here that I think that we need to go back to, and somehow or another, this conversation started about an hour and a half ago on a very important, what I felt, a very important point, and we are somewhere else where I really don't want us to go, because this is my point, and I will make it two times. The concern that Summer and Sean and Rico have originally has to do with the fact that in their own way, they're saying, we need 30 days from today. We need 30 days to do this election, one. Two, we not only need to extend the filing deadline for candidates, we also need to extend the membership deadline, which in my mind, and I might be wrong, and please, Sean, I don't know the bylaws, but I would think that both go hand in hand, that if you were to extend the filing deadline for candidates, automatically you extend the membership deadline for, because obviously that's part of the game, you know, in my mind, because, but anyway, I think that the issue before us is not the electronic voting, although, yes, I can understand how it's in the mix, but I think that we should come out and submit to the powers that be, quotes unquote, and I will defer to what the powers, what those powers are, but that in the case of KPFK, given the situations that have already been brought forth and that we have a fairly good knowledge of, not necessarily, well, the whole mix, including, of course, the pledge drive that just ended today. And we know, and all of us know that whole pledge drive syndrome at our own local stations where everything comes to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could request or whatever that in the case of KPFK, and I think this would solve a lot of the animosities, which really bother me a lot and gets me all my hemorrhoid acting up. That we could stop the animosities and the goings back and forth that we've been hearing in the last hour and a half, which I think are very non-productive, and I understand it, guys, please, I do understand. But that maybe we should, again, send the electronic voting to committee, and maybe I should agree with Summer that it be after the elections, but really focus at getting KPFK the 30 days that we need, that I don't think would hurt anybody, and that we avoid any more. All of this, guys, that we've been going through, and that's feeling that's churning not only in my stomach, but Sean, I feel for your stomach. Summer, I feel for your stomach. I mean, I feel for everybody's stomach. I mean, it's not very healthy for us to do that. So, in closing, Mr. Chair, I know that I'm speaking not necessarily to the motion, but I'm speaking to the problem, and I think that if nothing else, we should request that KPFK be considered to extend not only the filing deadline for candidates, but, of course, and automatically the membership in this particular case through July 31st. And I think that would resolve a lot of everything.
Thank you, sir.
After we deal with this motion to refer to committee, which I would like to put to a vote, I will recognize you if you wish to make that motion.
Thank you, Alberto.
Well, there's just so much. I'm getting emotional here. Please.
Is there any objection to referring the issue of whether or not to do electronic voting or electronic voting as a whole to committee?
Is it after the election to be considered? Because that was the motion.
That wasn't the motion. Bill made the motion.
Oh, okay. He's a substitute motion. Okay, thank you. Is that correct? Is that a substitute?
I just move to refer the discussion to the Elections Committee.
What about the component part?
I'd like to make an amendment.
Okay, what's your amendment?
Yeah, my amendment is that it be referred to the Elections Committee after the election. We are being distracted.
Second. I'm going to object to that.
Who objected?
This is Tracy. I'm going to object to the contingency being placed on the motion.
Yes.
Yes,
what is it, Alberto? Is this
I want to get on the stack.
Me too, Summer.
Okay, so there's an amendment, which is, and motions to refer to committee are amendable, and the motion, as I understand it, is that they shouldn't consider it until after this election. Is that correct?
That's the amendment.
Can I have a point of information?
That is correct.
Yes, what's the point of information,
I guess I'm a little confused. Is it because Bill made a motion to refer to committee, so it preempted my motion, which was to refer it to committee until after the election? Am I understanding? Because we're basically back
Bill
at the
Bill made the
point.
Motion before you did. You made a motion that we shouldn't consider this stuff at all. And Bill said, I want to move this. We shouldn't consider
it. Well, I said not consider it for this election. That was my motion, very clearly. Not consider it for this election.
And Bill said we should refer that to committee.
That's fine, okay, but that's my caveat. My motion was to, you know, I'm fine with referring it to committee because they should work on it, but not...
Okay, so as it stands then, without the amendment, the committee would consider whether or not it wants to do that. And as I understand Rico's amendment is they shouldn't even consider it until after the election.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, isn't this all out of order because Summer's motion basically says, let's stop talking about this now.
No, it's not.
And we're still talking about it.
Well, I'd like to refer it to committee, if you don't mind. We'll try that. Alberto, go ahead.
I understand your strength on this matter, your fortitude on this matter, but I think that our colleagues in the elections committee should. Talk about it at their meeting on Tuesday and let them decide whether they want to spend half an hour, 45 minutes, or go have a special session. Let's give them their due position. They're the members of the... Let them talk about it on Tuesday, and they can decide whether they want to spend any time on it or move it forward or send it. I mean... Come on, guys. Let's let the elections committee talk about it on Tuesday, and let's move on to the most important aspect. So,
Sean on the stack, please.
Summer on the stack.
Come on, guys.
That was a motion against the amendment. That is, can we take one in favor of the amendment and then go to a vote on this? Would that be possible? Is there any objection?
What do you mean?
I'm happy to speak in favor.
I didn't put time on all of this, actually, because of the crazy way we got started. So I would like to try to bring this conversation to a close by having just one of each on. Alberto made a statement which was opposed to the amendment which is on the floor, which is to prevent which is to refer it to committee, but ask the committee not to consider it until after the election. Can we have one person speaking opposed to it? So in favor of the amendment, and then go for a vote. Is there any objection to that?
Summer, can I speak in favor?
You can, and I gather Sean wants to as well.
I can do it in 15 seconds.
Go ahead,
Sean.
Listen, the reason that we need to put this off until after the election is the election committee has a lot of important work to do for this election, okay, in terms of making it happen and in terms of oversight, and I don't want to be dealing with an issue that is going to be upon us in 2012. It's a waste of the election committee's time at this point to do anything less than not put this off until after the election. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak for or against this?
Summer, I just briefly. Yeah, it's basically to concur with that is that, yes, it, the problem with referring it for discussion right now is it will take up the election committee's time, and they may bring it back, which will take up our time, and meanwhile the clock is ticking on the actual election. And
okay.
It's really just out of, you know, a sense of efficiency as much as anything else. It's, you know,
okay, so I want to speak against the amendment myself. That's up to the election committee. We shouldn't be in a position of telling them they should do with their time because we know better than they do. So I'm opposed to this amendment. Is there anybody else who wants to speak for it?
I just want to say...
Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I concur with my colleagues. And it's because I don't think it's a good idea to talk about it. But if it's not going to happen in this election, with all the possible problems that we have happening right now and trying to extend it and get the waivers and all that, if it's not going to happen in this election, and we all seem to feel that it's not going to happen in this election, why are we putting it there? Why are we even confusing the issue?
Bill?
Bill, I just don't want constraints on it right now. We can put it later in the agenda for the Elections Committee, whatever the committee wants to do, but there's a lot of stuff we haven't even talked about relative to this. You know, we talked about saving money and other stuff that I think is pretty important, but I agree with Sean. If there's issues we need to deal with that are more immediate, we should talk about those first, but, you know, let's... whatever the election committee does isn't mandatory on doesn't mandate anything that the PNB has to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we go to a vote on the amendment?
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Is there any objection to going to a vote on the amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Can you ask George? Can
there are objections. Richard, would you call the roll?
Hello, George.
Yes. Who's that?
Sorry, this is Sharon. Can you state the amendment again? Can you read it again?
Richard, do you have it?
I have adding to Crozier's motion to refer it, adding after the current election.
Okay, thank you.
It would get it off the table, but it would instruct the committee not to consider it until after the election.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the amendment.
Point of information: a vote yes is we agree. A vote no is we disagree with that amendment.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Let's go.
Okay. Richard, would you take the roll, please?
Sharong Amir.
Hold that.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I vote no.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Lorero.
You know how I'm voting. No.
Richard Uzel. Yes. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
George.
Five. Wait a minute, Alberto. Five.
Okay, the motion fails, but it needs...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sharam didn't vote.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, and I'll vote no.
Okay, that's six to five.
I'll vote no.
That creates a tie, doesn't it?
If you vote no, it's a tie. The motion fails.
There you go.
It takes seven anyway for the quorum.
It doesn't actually. I think we have a quorum now. Richard, how many people actually voted in that, including myself?
Well,
point of information.
Count the votes.
We have 12. So we actually have a quorum. Okay.
No, it's 6-6.
Yes. It's 6-6. Yes, good.
And I'll readily concur if I'm incorrect. I'm really genuinely just asking. On our local board, generally the chair doesn't vote unless he's breaking a tie. Clarify for me, George. I'm not trying to argue with you, okay?
The chair can vote at any time. And you can either make a tie in order to make something fail, which is what I'm doing.
I see. Okay, thank you. That's all I want to know. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so can we go to a vote on the motion to refer this to committee?
Yes.
Is there any objection to referring this to committee? Okay. Hearing none, the motion is referred to committee. And, Alberto, I said I would recognize you.
Yes,
would you have a motion you want to make?
Yes, sir. And please, Richard, do not ask me to email it to you because I don't do computers. I was moving that we appeal to the appropriate authority that in relation to the KPFK elections, we request that they be extended through July 31st for nominations for and membership, whatever that word is. Come on, help, guys.
It's a record date, Alberto. Yeah. Record date is what you want to use, the record date for membership.
Yeah. And also for accepting candidates.
Second.
And let's keep our fingers crossed and that it works. That we, you know, and that we it happens. That it
Thank
happens.
You.
That it happens. And we need to move on to other items.
Does anyone want to speak against this?
Bill.
Bill, go ahead.
I appreciate your good intentions, Alberto, but
yes, they
I think this is really contrary to the bylaws, and I don't think there's really a big need to extend the membership deadline. People have had
Summer
all the years to be a member.
Yeah, Richard
to the stack.
Bill, why is it contrary? As
well,
a point of information, why is it contrary to the bylaws?
That the membership.
I believe the record date is specified in the bylaws.
Yes, it
Come
is.
On.
And
Come on,
Sean. I don't think it has a provision for changing that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Point of information, sir.
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes.
I want to know. Sean, can you quote for us that particular item that says that that what Bill is saying is correct?
I'd have to look it up, and I'm happy to do that. But no, I don't buy Bill's argument because there are all kinds of deadlines in our bylaws that we never make. Okay, so please.
Yeah.
And the only way I can tell you this, the only way that you are forced to stick to a deadline is if nobody objects. If somebody does object, pardon me, if somebody does object. Now, of course, somebody in this group is going to object, but I don't buy Bill's arguments. We push deadlines all the time, and I'll be happy to look up anything in the bylaws. But anyways, I don't buy Bill's argument.
A point of information, sir?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Bill, given that I'm not going to get a straight-up answer as far as what the bylaw says, why would you think, or why are you saying, and again, this is just point of information, why are you saying that there's a deadline for the members to be a member? Why are you saying that? Just because I don't know, and I'm being.
It has to be 45. Let me answer it.
Okay.
I got it right
Thank
in front
you,
of
sir.
Me. It has to be 45 days before the first written ballot is distributed, and there has to be 45 days before the taking of any action. So that's 90 days from, and then we also have a date when the election has to occur by. I haven't done all the numbers. But that's what the bylaws say. So 90 days from June 30th would be
July
September
30th. More or less. September 30th.
You'd be sending out the ballots in the middle of the fall fund drive.
And
Summer to the
pack. Anyway, that's what's in the bylaws. Okay. So who else wants to speak
Summer.
To this? Summer, go ahead.
Thank you. Here's the thing. I know that we've extended elections before when we haven't met quorum, all sorts of things. And I think even the year that I was elected, that it happened, and the year before. Regardless of how much it extends anything, the problem is we have a disaster on our hands, and obviously everything is going to get bumped down. We're going to have to bump down all of the deadlines, but that will happen anyway if we don't have an effective election, and it will cost us more money. So I think the fact that, and if you don't include membership, we're going to have huge problems with all sorts of people who are undoubtedly going to take legal action against us because it's erroneous. If we haven't run a campaign during the appropriate time period and people don't know they can run during the time period that they could also become members, and you extend the time period they can become candidates, but they can no longer become members, it vitiates the point of having an extension. The reason you advertise that you can become, that you can run is during a time period when you can also become a member, So I think in terms of fairness.
Please, there's some crosstalk on there from somebody.
Sorry. Anyway, just in terms of fairness, transparency, and all of it, I'm very grateful. A month is what we need, and then obviously everything is going to have to be bumped down a month accordingly, regardless of when that ends up landing. But if it is run properly and everything, we can still have a successful election. So, anyway, arbitrary deadlines that are simply going to result in wasted money, and, we already had, postcards printed up with a date on them that was immediately... No help. So
I'll best
I just,
on the spec.
And also, I would say that if Bill says there is a bylaws problem with this, then I would ask that Bill find the reference to the bylaws rather than Sean, because he's the one making the objection.
I just gave it to you, actually.
Okay, you mean that's the only objection right there? Well, see, because to me that's an arbitrary thing. It's like, okay, so we have to extend it. I presume that we would have to extend every aspect of the election by a month because we're going to be extending that by a month. So it's still what needs to be done to avoid a really terrible
Alberto
situation.
To the stack.
Thank you.
Alberto to the stack, sir. Just very quickly. Mira, stop. People, I think that a vote is appropriate at this time. I think that I've made it very clear that hopefully a majority of the people present will say yes to this appeal to the higher authority that they consider. And, of course, the Elections Committee's got a little task, and Bill's going to have to come up with the quote that George just gave us. I mean, but that's technicality. All I want for us to do is to send a sense of this group pleading, if I may use that term, which is a legal term, pleading that relief be given to the given this particular situation. So, Mr. Chairman, I definitely call for the question on my motion.
One point of information.
Is there a second to calling the question?
Second.
Yeah, is there a second point of information?
I'll get to it in a second, Sean. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes.
Okay, hearing none.
I was on the stack.
Okay. All right, we'll get back to that then.
And I have a point of information.
I heard a point of information from Sean, then a point of information from Bill. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, go to Bill and come back to me. Now I was listening to what they were saying and I lost my train of thought. Go to Bill and come back.
Anyway. Bill, go ahead.
I was wrong. I looked it up in the bylaws and it doesn't have that specific date. It says 45 to 60 days before the date on which the first written ballot is distributed or made available.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
So I withdraw my objection.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's vote.
Oh, I know. Point of information.
Alberto, quit cutting me off, man. Yeah, I get to talk too. Goddammit!
Take every opportunity to shut up.
Yes, I'm going to get to your point of information in a moment.
Goddammit!
It would be helpful if people would stop talking out of turn.
Sorry, Richard.
Sean, what's your point of information?
I want to know, and I guess we should ask our colleagues in New York, are they having similar problems in terms of recruiting and getting the word out? Because everybody keeps talking about this being specifically a KPFK problem, and I'm not so sure about that. And I do wish we had some of our friends from Washington, D.C. here, because I've heard similar rumblings out of the Washington, D.C.
Alex or Jennifer, do you want to answer that? Can you?
I could speak to that. Maybe Jennifer can as well. I'm not sure our situation is quite as urgent as KPFK's, but we definitely could use another month for the camp, for getting the candidates together. This was a very rushed affair, and I don't think we had sufficient time to do this.
Jennifer, do you want to speak to it?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've had very few cards. I mean, we're starting to have some now. We had a signing and, like, no one showed up. We could use more time to get our candidate base together.
I have a specific question, but people know. How many candidates for the listener positions do you actually have in BAI or any of the other stations? Do you know?
I think we only have 7 so far for the listener.
Okay.
No, we have more than that.
Do we have more than that, Alex? Are you sure that they can file?
I'll check the website, but I looked at BAI yesterday. It was definitely a dozen. It was definitely like 15. I mean, there were quite a few up there.
And how about at KPFA?
41? We have 41 listener candidates last year.
Last year.
14, I'm not sure.
At KPFA, how many are there? Please, this is my
KPFA, not that many, but there's reasons for that.
How many do you think you have?
Oh, for sure, we have like 11 or 12.
And at KPFA, how many do you think you have?
Well, I have no idea, and I don't know that anyone else does either, frankly. Very few people that work in the building on programs do not know that we are having an election right now. People that are there every week, all the time, do not know that we are in an election cycle at all. That's where we're at at KPFK.
All right, that's point of information. We're now back to Alberto's call the question. It was seconded.
Summer, can I have a comment or a question?
Well, I'm sorry. We have to deal with the question. We're calling the question. And Richard is short. Richard, please. Please, Richard, I do not need you to argue for your position. I am arguing for it for you. You are next on the stack. If we don't call the question, you will get to speak.
I'll withdraw my second of calling the question. I'm the one who seconded.
Everybody in his dog got to talk, and I didn't get to talk.
Richard?
Richard, you there?
Is there anybody else who wants to speak?
Yes, Summer,
yeah,
I have
besides
one.
Besides Richard?
Yes.
John.
Summer.
Okay, so... So, Richard, would you call the roll on calling the question? It requires two-thirds, which is eight people.
Richard hung up.
Yeah, I think Richard is upset because he didn't get to speak yet.
Hell no, I didn't hang up.
There
I'm waiting to get a chance to talk. Everybody else gets to talk. I'm on the stack, and everybody else gets to walk. Yeah. All right, what are we doing here? We're taking a vote on something.
We're taking a vote on calling the question. So if the question is called, you don't get to talk. If it requires two-thirds, it requires eight people out of 12 in order for this to happen. So,
Point
Richard,
would
you call?
Chair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Point of information, Chair.
Yes, good.
I just wanted to remind everybody that we are on, the public is listening in on this. We really should behave ourselves as board members.
There are
absolutely
people on the stream right now, okay, folks? God bless them.
So, Richard, would you call the roll on calling the question?
Rahm Amir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese.
No.
Rico Ross.
This is Alberto's motion.
No,
yes, no,
calling the question.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, calling the question
on Alberto's motion. Alberto also called the question.
Yeah.
Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Alberto Lorero.
I'm going to vote no on my calling the question.
Richard Giselle, no. Jennifer Jaeger.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Okay, somebody took me past. Tracy passed.
Oh. Takes eight votes to call the question, huh? Yes. Sorry, Richard.
Okay, and who else passed? Bill Crozier?
That's Bill. I'll vote no, I guess. Doesn't matter.
Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, nine against. No, eight against.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. 3-8.
Okay, so the motion to call the question fails. Richard, you're next on the stack. Anybody else wants to speak to the to Alberto's motion?
Rico.
Just remind us, because it's been so long, what is the exact motion again?
The motion is that we recommend to, I think Alberto said, the powers that be, that it be extended... that the record date be extended for a month. I believe that's the substance of it. Is that
Sean for the stack?
Okay.
You have me, Mr. Chair.
I have you, Rico. Okay, so I have Richard, Summer, Rico, and Sean. Richard, go ahead.
First off, I'd like to apologize for losing my temper. Secondly, I can hear the train whistle, and I know the bridge is out.
Anything else? Richard, you still there?
I've said it.
Okay. Summer?
Yes. What I'm hearing from my other colleagues is that these problems that we're encountering at KPFK, which, as I suspected, are probably not isolated, and that other stations may have difficulties. Last year we had something like, again, like just like New York, 36 or 40 candidates for listener spots. And our colleagues aren't here from WPFW, but I've also heard, you know, that they are having difficulty reaching this thing. And I don't know if I should make this as an amendment. I feel, because one of the problems that we have is we make deadlines and then we have to extend them, and it causes a lot of excess waste of money and frustration and et cetera, is when I'm hearing there are problems in New York, that KPFA, frankly, doesn't sound like they have very many candidates. I don't know what's going on in Texas, but it seems to me I saw something that there weren't a lot of people running down there, but I don't know. And we're not hearing from WPFW, but we have heard that there may be problems, so we may presume that there are. That it might be wise, if we're going to do this, to ask to just simply extend the election for everyone until the 30th, okay? Because that may help other stations as well to meet their burden to advertise this and have a really successful election. I mean, I really would like to have a successful election all around the network. So I guess I'm making an amendment.
Second.
Thank you. George.
Okay, let me remind you that this is really a recommendation. We have no power to do this.
As far as
Texas is concerned, we actually had twice as many people as last year.
Beautiful. So you're not having the same difficulties.
We're actually not having any difficulties.
Good.
Now we have, until we need to close this, we have 10 minutes. So on the stack for Summer's amendment.
May I slightly amend my amendment for those stations for whom it is necessary, okay? No. Because maybe, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Excuse
if Texas doesn't
me.
Need it, I don't want to force you to have a longer election, you know?
No, excuse me. When can I be? I'm on the stack next, right? I want to speak.
You're after Rico.
Okay.
Rico's next.
Well, I'll leave it as it stands right now, okay? But, I mean, I want to accommodate so that everyone has what we need to have a successful election, and I don't want to burden stations that are
Rico?
Having one.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Rico, go ahead.
I wanted to say that there seems to be a slow start. We've got off to a very slow start,
yeah.
And this might address that, and also give the people who have the NES and the LES an opportunity to catch up with their learning curve, because it seems that, you know, maybe this situation they weren't prepared for it or didn't expect some things that took place. The other thing is. I think it is fair for all stations, whether they need it or not, just for us to be consistent, to be extended. And yes, some stations are going to run into conflicts if we extend it. Some stations have run into conflict already before the extension. So it's all relative in the end. And lastly, before we vote on this, I think we need to consider if there are any real crises that might arise because of this extension, other than running into conflicting with fundraisers, which other stations have had to deal with that same problem. But is there something that's going to be outside of what we're the norm? Of conflicting with fundraisers that might affect one station in particular. I wish there was someone from Washington to talk about this as well.
Summer, I can address our
Sean is on the stack next,
okay.
And then Alberto.
Okay.
I want to support this amendment. It should be network-wide. We've already heard from New York they got problems. In Berkeley, they can't even tell us how many candidates they got, and I've heard from some of our dear friends in Washington, D.C., that they have a dearth of candidates. And I want to remind you, folks, in a healthy democracy, we need as many candidates running as possible, not because somebody got 14 and there's 9 seats to fill in that. I hope that there's 50 candidates running, okay? That's a healthy democracy. That's when you can prove to people this isn't an insider's game. And the more we try to keep outsiders out, the more we are accused of running an insider's game. And I'm telling you, the ramifications from that over the next 3 years, as Summer pointed out earlier, if you don't run these things right from the get-go and include as many people as possible, the voters never have credibility in who is elected. They never give over to people elected the right amount of credibility. They don't believe in them. We can't afford that, my friends. So please, vote for this amendment, make it network-wide, and let us hope that our NES has the good sense to take our recommendation to heart. I really hope she does, because the belligerent dismissal I heard today of legitimate concerns causes me great trouble and should cause this board great concern and trouble. Thank you.
This is Tracy for the staff.
Alberto, then Tracy.
Okay. First of all, I
very humbly request apologies from my good friend Richard for my outburst, and I hope that he forgives my outburst. And having said that, I really feel bad that I lost my temper too. I made the motion in an effort to encourage some relief, mostly because of the fund drive at KPFK. I will remind the members of this body that for all stations, the extension has happened until the 19th as it relates to K. If the National Election Supervisor were to agree, would extend you for another couple of weeks. And I guess what I'm saying is I'm only recommending that K be given those extra few days, which means that I'm not interested in any amendments. And that is my point. I made this motion for through July 31st just because of the situation at K, and I'm not interested. I'm not interested in amendments. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Somebody
Tracy.
Back after Tracy.
And Summer. Tracy.
Okay. On the K question, on the A question, I'm sorry, I wasn't in front of a computer. The number is 13. There's another five people, give or take, who declared that they were going to run but were told that the extension was likely, so they didn't file their papers. So nominally, the number's around 18, give or take. That's just a point of information. Then I have a bylaws question and a practicality question, which is if, in fact, we did move things back. I think George had said that, according to the bylaws, the ballots would need to be sent September 30th, give or take. And in addition to the fund drive concerns, which I just want to point out aren't small, because getting on-air candidate forums on the air during a fund drive is virtually, well, I would say virtually impossible, but let's go with really, really hard. And if the voters get no information about the candidates, that's also a real problem. If you have 41 candidates running and nobody knows who they are, it doesn't really help. So I think you guys should be careful about pushing your problems basically further on into the year. The other question would be, if the ballots go out September 30th, that means they will not be back until the end of October. I believe we usually have a six-week period of time. We could potentially shorten that to 4 weeks. But then we would be into November 15th. I think our bylaws say we're supposed to certify the elections by October 15th. Regardless, if we're not even counting until November 15th, we may miss our December 15th deadline to actually seat our new boards. So I think we have to be careful. This may be manageable at one station, although I wouldn't recommend it. At all five stations, it is unmanageable, and we will not meet the December 15th deadline more than likely. I mean, we just have to be realistic about that.
Summer.
I fully agree with what Tracy's saying, that it may create problems down the line, but that is the unfortunate part of having a badly run thing from its inception, and there's just no way around it. This has been very, very badly run, and I'm concerned about all of those things mentioned. I think this is a train wreck going on right now, but I think our responsibility as a national board, and I understand the structure of the bylaws, that, you know, we can basically have someone that we can't tell anything to wreck the place and cause the foundation to be sued. If we have other stations telling us that they're having problems and issues, I just feel, you know what I mean, I only see, you know, my station, what's going on, you know, up close, but if I'm hearing colleagues at other stations are saying that, you know, because there's no reason to suspect those elections are going any better based on what we're seeing, then it's our responsibility if it, all these other deadlines are only valid if we are good at the front end. So I think those are legitimate concerns that Tracy raises, but I don't think we have any way around that. And maybe we should, you know, ask our colleagues in New York, would they like to be extended? But, you know, I mean, I think that legitimately, if we come back, like, say, at our next PNB meeting in a week or two, and they're still having problems in New York or D.C., and we're the only ones that have gotten an extension, we're going to be right up against in something like this. Like, oh, gosh, we don't, you know? So I just think from... It's unfortunate that things got off to a slow start. It's unfortunate that there are difficulties and that this isn't producing the stellar results at the front end that we would like. But the only way to handle that is to, like, hit the ground running now and do the process. And if it puts us a month behind, I don't see what else we can do about that. And I'm concerned, you know, I'm very grateful for Alberto's motion because Kay desperately needs it. But if BAI and WPF Doctor are having trouble,
we're
over
time.
Okay, so I acknowledge the potential difficulties, but I think that we should include the whole network if there's the possibility that two or three other signal areas are having very similar problems. That's my point. Thank you.
Okay, we have 2 minutes before this meeting is adjourned, or you have to vote two-thirds to extend it. I would like to go to a vote on Summer's amendment, if possible, which is to extend Alberto's amendment to all the every station in the network. Is there any objection to going to a vote on that? Okay. Is there any objection to Summer's amendment? Yes, there is an objection.
Yes.
Richard, would you call the roll on that, please? So a vote yes means that you extend it to all five stations.
Any discussion on this?
No.
We're out of time.
Shiram, I'm here.
Hey, baby.
Shiram.
What's
that? Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Rico, we can hear you talking on your phone. That was a no from Tracy, right? Okay. Andrea Turner.
Mom.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Can you catch him? I go to the Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Larrera.
No.
Richard Uzel. Yes. Jennifer Nia Bediako, Kathy Davis, Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown, Campbell Johnson, Kimberly Orndorff, Marcel Reed, Jim Bennett, Afia Wangaza. Yes. 6-3-1
Oh. Six to three to one. That means we don't have a quorum anymore.
Yes, we do.
No, we
have
do.
A quorum.
We covered that.
You got
however,
seven votes.
3-1 is 10 members.
We have.
You got seven.
So,
no, George.
Seven.
George, we talked about this. We had
we
quorum earlier
if
in
you
the
don't
meeting.
Mind, no, you don't no, mind. No. I'll recap what we said.
Seven.
Well, but we need seven affirmative votes.
You need seven. You need seven votes to affirmatively pass anything.
Yes.
Because we don't have a quorum. Seven votes is a majority of 12. What we have to actually have is 6-3-1, which is 10. So although it's a majority, it's not a majority of 12.
Right, it's one short of that.
It's one short of that.
Thank you.
So, what's that amendment fails. What's on the floor now is Alberto's motion, which is to do this at KPFK, to recommend that we extend at KPFK till the end of July. We are out of time. Richard, would you go to a vote on that, please?
We're going to be sued over this.
Okay, Shiram, are you there? Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford, Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Larrera?
Yes.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako, Kathy Davis, Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown, Campbell Johnson, Kimberly Orndorff, Marcel Reed, Jim Bennett, Fia Wangaza. 9-1
Okay, so the motion passes.
Thank you.
And
lawsuits await us whenever.
I will make it. I will forward it to the NAS.
Thank you, George.
I move that we adjourn.
Not needed to move. We're out of time. We're going to reconvene, and as fast as we can do it, we will have an executive session to hear reports. Unless some more people come back on, we won't be able to take any action.
Point of personal privilege, sir.
Yes.
I will not be going on to the executive session. Thank you very much. And you all have a good night. Again,
okay.
Again, my very deepest regrets to my friend Richard. Later.
Thank you, Alberto.
No problem.
Sorry, did you have something you wanted to say before we adjourn?
No, I just said Alberto.
So please, as quickly as you can, let's get on the line for the executive session.